Welcome to Poems From Here. This is Stuart Kestenbaum, Maine's Poet Laureate. In this weekly series, we'll hear poems about Maine and New England by poets from Maine and elsewhere. Poems From Here is a project of Maine Public Radio and the Maine Writers and Publishers Alliance. We're supported by the Maine Arts Commission. Today's poem is Homesickness by Claire Milliken. She moved to Owl's Head, Maine in 1998, living there year-round until 2007, when she began teaching at the University of Virginia. She returns to live in Owl's Head every summer. Claire is the author of 6 books of poetry, 3 of which, Motels Where We Lived, Television, and State Fair Animals, have been named finalists for the Maine Literary Award in Poetry. Her most recent book is called Ransom Street. She writes, "Homesickness was written in a hotel en route back to Owl's Head after leaving my son at a summer youth conference. He's an only child, and my sense of home is very much connected to him. The details of the poem draw from the Natural History Museum in New York City, where I used to go for respite when I was in graduate school. And throughout the poem, there's a reflection of a conversation I had with Kiowa artist Terry Greaves about the creepiness of natural history museums. So that's all in the mix. As a native of the state of Georgia, I'm also something of an outsider in Maine. I think that's in the poem too, this sense of being estranged from origins." Homesickness by Claire Milliken. Natural history museums make me feel homesick for a history that was never real and never fits. Those eerie dioramas, animals flanged by words, narrating their imagined hungers, migrations, progeny. I'd kneel for hours listening in an ersatz cave to the music of a Paleolithic flute. Maybe it was bone or reed or wood, or maybe entirely fabricated, just a theory of notes, the reconstructed burial site of some early hominid covered with flowers. Archaeologists found the seeds thousands of years later and believed the flowers were laid in mourning. It never ends, this mourning for home. We said, all right, we'll drive all night till it comes to us, till we see that house of empty space. Home lies further back in time, a parking lot with a glaring light. I see no collocation, only sky shouldered by black trees and a country of highways. A letter I've written so many times over, meaning to send it home to tell them I've survived, that I'm still looking, carrying my bones and eyes, my own eyes, luminous gaps. That was Homesickness by Claire Milliken. All of the poems in this series are available at mainepublic.org for listening whenever you like or to take with you as a podcast. Special thanks to Robert M. Chuten family, as well as Phil Steele and Francesca Galluccio Steele for supporting this program. Poems From Here is produced by Lucy Suchek. The music is by Chris Moore. Megan Webster-Duston manages permissions. I'm Stuart Kestenbaum. Thanks for listening.